It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A college program helps Wisconsinites quickly get up to speed on the different skill sets and business operations of running a dairy. It's called the Farm and Industry Short Course, and it's been a fixture in our state since the late 1800s. It's now being offered through UW River Falls. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Steve Kelm is a UW River Falls Dairy Science Professor and Chair of the Animal and Food Science Department. Steve, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Well, give us a taste of what students are learning as the program started in October, runs into March. What are they learning?
So the intent of the Farm and Industry Short Course, when it was started at UW-Madison over 100 years ago, was to give continuing education opportunities for individuals that are going into agriculture. And so it covered a fairly broad range of programs as it went through the years at Madison. As we moved it to River Falls, we've focused on the dairy industry because of its legacy and importance in the Wisconsin economy. And so we just finished up the fall semester. And so students had seven different courses, the courses carried with them college credits. And so some example would be milk quality, a dairy techniques course where individuals are doing hands-on things such as learning how to give IVs, learning how to evaluate lameness, things like that. They also had courses in dairy cattle nutrition and a introduction to business and accounting.
Why is the hands-on aspect something that you've really stressed? Why is that critical?
So I think that the hands-on, in particular, for the audience that is attracted to the Farm and Industry Short Course, it is a short, intensive education process. So it's 16 weeks. It's 7 weeks in the fall and 7 weeks in the spring, and then you add on some time in J-term and other times. They really have a strong desire to understand things that will benefit their business, their operation that they're going back to right now. And so the hands-on with the animals or hands-on from a land or a plant base, it just enhances the learning so much because you just see the wheels turning and the questions pop up. Okay, how exactly does this relate to my business? How can I improve what I'm going back to? And I want to do it right now. And so that's a big aspect here.
So you have the financial and business operational skill building, but also that the practical hands-on skills in the barn. I mean, is that helpful for students not to just specialize in one area, but to know a little bit about a lot of things?
Oh, 100%. I think we really have to always think about individuals that are, you know, in dairy farms. I mean, it's kind of old hat to talk about that they have to be viewed as a business and things like that. You know, I think you have to view dairy farmers as entrepreneurs. And so just like any entrepreneur, whether you're owning a farm or owning a restaurant or owning a grocery store, anything like that, you have to have kind of the technical skills, which kind of drew you into it in the first place. But you have to have a background in whether it's business or kind of other things. In our case, it's things in agronomy or things in, I know your previous guest was talking about land and manure management. There has to be some additional emphasis on those areas for individuals to be successful.
Are there any aspects of this coursework delivered online?
Our work in terms of the transitioning from Madison to River Falls has been residential.
Okay.
And face-to-face offerings. Now, that could change in terms of, we certainly have had requests from individuals that can't be there, and are there opportunities to put some of this in an online format? We're kind of taking the approach right now, Kate, as it's our we just finished that first semester. You kind of have to crawl before you walk, and then you walk and then you run. And it's kind of a gradual process, kind of as we transition the program up here.
I would imagine it can, that residential component of it could be a barrier for some people who want to go through this short course, and yet that commitment of being on site, you know, each day of the program, that could be certainly something that, you know, people can't do.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I agree. Where other individuals where that is a barrier, we've tried to recommend them to some programs or at least some classes that maybe a remote delivery opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I didn't mention, Farm and Industry Short Course still has some offerings through UW-Madison. So, for example, an online opportunity that's gone for a number of years is utilizing Spanish in the dairy workplace. And there will be some continue as Farm and Industry Short Course kind of evolves on that campus also. I would envision some additional online opportunities there and here, and potentially at UW-Platteville as time goes along.
We're talking about dairy-focused farm and industry short course being offered now at UW-River Falls. Steve Kelm chairs the university's Animal and Food Science Department. You can join in questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So last summer, a pair of bills introduced in the Assembly and Senate that would fund operating costs for UW-River Falls for the short course. What is the status of that funding?
So the funding, we've had hearings in both houses of the legislature. In terms of the actual vote on the bill providing operational costs, that has yet to come up as a vote on the floor.
Okay, so you're still watching that, yeah.
So, yeah, at this point, we've, you know, been operating on, you know, utilizing local resources. We've been, you know, certainly able to make it through on the teaching side. Thankfully we've got individuals that are very dedicated educators that I see a lot of value in this program and in the people that we're working with.
So when UW-Madison officials ended the program, saying the program ended, you know, in 2022 because of low enrollment numbers, why UW-River Falls? Like, what happened with you or other campus member to say, hey, let's step up here, let's continue this?
Well, UW system is unique in that there's three campuses that have significant programming in agriculture. So to have programming at UW-Madison as the land grant, but also to have significant programming at UW-River Falls and UW-Platteville is really an opportunity that Wisconsin has that many states don't. Our 4-year programs within our college is the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences. In fall of 23, we had just over 1,200 undergraduates in the College of Agriculture in CAFEs. That's a significant presence in terms of undergraduate education. And that means because of the history with that, we have faculty that are experts in a field. We have a university farm, two university farms, to be honest, that I are very close to campus. I within the building where my office is, and literally 200 feet from where the students' dorms are, is a brand new renovated dairy processing plant, creamery, and a meat processing plant. And so there were a lot of things that were in that made UW River Falls a good fit. I think that, you know, because we've had a number of individuals, alumni, that they were interested in us taking it on. There was certainly interest from Farm and Industry Short Course alumni to see it continue in a residential capacity. And we've gotten just tons of support from those individuals that see this particular campus, you know, right now today as a good fit for the program.
Steve Kelm is a UW River Falls dairy science professor, our guide to a longstanding certificate program in Wisconsin to quickly build skills in farm operations. And you can call in with a question. You can share your perspective, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss the role of short college courses for new and beginning farmers and the impact of this educational model on Wisconsin's dairy industry. UW River Falls now offers the Farm and Industry Short Course after it was ended by UW-Madison. It's been running for nearly 140 years. Call in with a question, share your perspective, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We have Steve Kelm with us, UW River Falls dairy science professor. Steve, we heard from Jane in Dane County, called in to say that Jane's father took the short course in 1956 and then became a butter maker and was able to support his family with this job. What do you think of stories like this? What do they tell you?
Oh, goodness. We hear dozens of stories similar to that, and I'd love to hear those stories. Short course, in terms of individuals that have gone through and are alumni from the program, you know, they've gone on to, I mean, they're the individuals that they have a critical role in the dairy industry. They're farm owners and managers. They are individuals that are in the community. They're active on school boards and community boards and co-op boards. There's so much appreciation that I have for that alumni base. A number of the students that we have in this first inaugural class have parents or other individuals that went through a short course initially. In fact, one individual, his great grandfather came through the program in 1920, and established, you know, incredibly successful ag operations in northern Wisconsin. So, in a lot of cases, there's just a lot of great legacy that's involved here.
Let's examine the economic headwinds in farming. How are you talking with students about farm bankruptcy?
Well, I think I'm not sure that we're addressing farm bankruptcy per se, aside from the fact that we have to establish, you know, basic business principles. I mean, you have to move from that standpoint of what records and what accounting procedures need to be adapted? How do we utilize this information for balance sheets and profit and loss statements? And then it moves into enterprise planning. You know, we don't try to do any kind of sugarcoating and saying that, boy, just because you're here, you're guaranteed to be successful. As we said, I mean, the comp the comparison is definitely, entrepreneurs in, any variety of businesses. And in some cases, there's things that you can control, whether it's business issues, other management decisions, but there's some things you can't control.
Yes.
And those things, we just have to, do our best planning to deal with the down times as well as celebrate the good times.
Yeah, some of those larger forces might be the marketplace for milk and what you can
Yep.
get for your milk, or,
Yep.
crop damage. And I'm wondering if students talk about those things candidly and what comes up.
Very candidly. I think that in a lot of cases, these individuals are they either grew up and hope to enter into a partnership or take over an existing operation, or they're working as an employee for an operation. Definitely a lot of conversation, particularly if they are looking at starting their own farm. Will there be processing capacity? I think that's one of the major questions that we do get is, will the Wisconsin industry and the dairy industry in the U.S. continue to develop processing capacity such that new farms can come online? There's always the discussion of price volatility on the inputs, and boy, that's a challenging scenario when you have weather can have so much impact, on a particular market.
And when you look at the number of farms, the state agency overseeing agriculture reports are almost 6,000 dairy farms in Wisconsin, highest in the nation. Do you see the short course extending generational farming or creating new farm families?
I think both.
Okay.
I think what we see in our inaugural class here is an example of that. And so it ranges from individuals that, they would be, if they have the opportunity to go back to their farm, they would represent, in some cases, it's a fifth generation that would be going back. And so, yes, I do see continuing that. There's also individuals that came in. We have a student that is looking at this as a second career. And he is working for a dairy operation right now. And I think if he has his if things line up correctly, he will be a new farm entering into the Wisconsin industry. So that's fantastic. And having skilled individuals as employees on farms or as farm owners, super critical.
We're talking about the dairy-focused farm and industry short course, which has a long tradition in Wisconsin, now being offered at UW-River Falls. Steve Kelm chairs the university's Animal and Food Science Department. You can join in with your questions, comments, your stories, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Steve, I don't know if this is going to make you cringe or not, but as we've been talking, is this like a crash course in dairy farming, or is that off base to say that?
I don't think it would be considered a crash course.
Okay.
I think that we've taken pieces of our 4-year program, which is very successful, and we have taken really kind of the what we would consider some of the most critical elements for success on a particular enterprise, and are offering that, but we're offering it in as much detail and depth for those critical topics as we would in our 4-year program. I think what the distinction is, so in other words, we're not attempting to jam multiple years into a 14-week course or a 14-week program, because that just doesn't help anybody. But if we can drill down to, okay, these are the most critical elements, and before individuals leave, we're darn sure that they know that they're comfortable with these topics, then I think we've done our job.
In our last minute together, how do you plan to measure the success now that the program has moved to your campus, UW-River Falls?
Well, I think that we will continue to monitor enrollment. Our inaugural class, we set a fairly modest target. And so in terms of the number of admits for next year, we're already at, and this is on, January 11th, we're at the number of admits for next year's class already in comparison to what we have right now. So we'll continue to monitor the growth. I think we really monitor it by the interaction that we continue to have with these individuals and what are they doing? I think that we want individuals to be successful in the dairy industry, be successful in any type of career that they choose when they leave here. And so I think, maintaining contact and walking through and, seeing where potential holes are and where we can fill those holes in.
Monitoring those outcomes.
Make the program better.
Yeah. Well, enjoyed the talk, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Steve Kelm is a UW-River Falls dairy science professor, chairs the Animal and Food Science Department there. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.